Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
I always tell people you are first a Christian before you are anything God is using you to do in church. You are first what? A Christian. Alright? And you know, people don't really think about that, except that some of them begin to get a little bit old. I don't know if some of you saw Sonny's post one of these days. He said if you are 26, you have over 14 years to be 40. And it's scary. I came across the post when I was looking at people's status. And I began to laugh. Indeed, what if you are 30? You have 10 years to be 40. What if you were 32 or 35? You have 5 years to be 40. You cannot be called young anymore. You are getting old. Oh, there, Jesus. Tell somebody, be serious with your life. We have to grow beyond. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Grow beyond childishness. At this 26, you are not behaving well in church. They are begging you. We should be bringing. You know what Paul said? It's so sick. He said it. Is it Hebrews 13? Pastor Peter always used to remind me. No, it's not Hebrews 13. It's Hebrews 5. From 12. Thank you. Let's see the NLT's rendition. Compare it for me. I mean, the worst of it is the TPT. Can we have NLT, TPT, MSC? So we laugh a little bit. Let's start with NLT. Want to go? You have been believers for so long. Now that you ought to be teaching others, you don't do tea for church. Let me use finesse. Let me say this vernacular with finesse. You don't tear for church. You don't reach, say, you're supposed to teach other people. You see that? Finesse vernacular. Instead, you need someone to teach you again the basic things about God's word. I mean, from the way we are seen, you are very old. But Kai, they need to start teaching you from the very beginning. You know, I had a friend. He was so dull in maths in secondary school. One time he now left school in SS2. His name was Kabiru. He's a lecturer today, so I can proudly say the story. He's a lecturer in Katsina State University. One time he now left school and they stopped secondary school. And we're wondering what is wrong. Don't think he didn't work his way as being a lecturer. He's very intelligent right now. We didn't hear of Kabiru again. We used to always go and play together, play football, steal mango and the rest. And one time we met Kabiru at one of our lessons called Ultimate Sukkah, where we feel like gurus are the ones that meet in that lesson. If you want to read book, we'll meet in Ultimate Sukkah. If you're a serious student. And I found my friend Kabiru when we were in SS3 in the lesson. Kabiru, Afa, blah, 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 blah. Hey, Simon, blah, blah, blah. And while we're just talking, we just briefly wanted to talk about physics and math. And I couldn't believe what I was hearing from Kabiru. Kabiru was talking like a guru. This one now, it's hard to stop me. Kabiru Meyafaru. What has happened? Kabiru said, Simon, I know you are shocked. Come, let me tell you a story. We sat somewhere, he said, there was one small boy in the school he changed to. That, the boy is too intelligent. That, he now told the boy one time, he started buying the boy something. One time, I told the boy, I'll be buying you snacks, lunch, just be teaching me maths. The boy started teaching him maths. He started from the most basic level of maths. Kabiru was teaching, was learning, was in school SS3. They were carrying Kabiru from SS2, sorry. They'll be teaching him maths from JS1, JS2. He was learning the basics. Because if you are not familiar with the basics of maths, you cannot truly know maths. Kabiru now became so intelligent. Today is a lecturer. I think it's in mathematics or physics. Super intelligent. So Paul is saying, it doesn't matter how long you are in school, how long you are in church. If you don't know mass, you don't know mass. If you don't know Christ, you don't know Christ. You can see me. Now we start GCMI. Then the basic teachings of God's word, you don't know. Your own is to be watching out people that are having problem in church. You know every problem in church. You know every rumor. There's no rumor that does not pass your ear for vetting. Say, this thing happened for church. Sister Rebecca, don't hear him. Make we go meet him. I heard they know everything. Rebecca, we heard this thing for church. Now they hear him. May follow me, my tell. Where it start from? Maybe there start from. As you are doing all those amebo, you can't have time to grow. Yesterday I was talking to leaders. I've said it before and I'm saying it again. Yesterday I reminded them. This church is not a church where you'll be seeing bad vision alone. Don't come to this church and be seeing bad vision. You don't see anything good, only bad. So we're in a prophetic house. Sons of Prophet Simon, we always see in this church. Guess what? I saw that boy and that girl kissing. You, God, show that kind of thing. You, with your bad amebo mouth. God can never tell you that kind of thing. Because he knows you. You will share the news. What you saw is what your mind wanted to see. There are some people like that. The only vision they have is somebody and somebody kiss. Somebody and somebody has something. So that's the only thing they saw. They see. Nothing good. Their hearts have never produced a vision of somebody becoming a revivalist. I'm seeing that guy touching nation. You will never hear. Prophet of doom. Only bad things. And I said, reiterated it. In case some of you are the frontiers of that vision, that ministry. In this church, don't see it. Not see it, don't talk. Don't even see it. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
So what is the plan of God? It's warning us. Don't see it.
Yes, sir.
Leave that sight for me.
Yes, sir.
I'm the head. Where is the eyes? Thank you. You can't be seen for me. It's my work. It's not your work. There are people like that. They want to be the head. They are behaving like the head. They don't know that that's how they are actually saying they want to be the head. Like Moses. Miriam came, is it only Moses that will be seen? I want to see to me too. I saw. Not this Miriam in church. Only bad things. One time I had a lady, she came to me because, you know, sometimes when you pray, you think you know anything. I thought, virtually all my people here are to pray. Most of them, when I met them, they were very lazy folks. And I remember all of them, I remember the first day I took them on a marathon. You almost want to see people. People are almost dying. And as a group, you know, one time a lady just came around and said, sir, I saw this person, they are not meant for each other. I just was looking at the person like this. I said, okay, go on. Let out the foolishness here. And this person and this person, this one that is with that one is supposed to be with this one. This one is supposed to be with that one, sir. Nice one. Nice one. So God left heaven, came to you, and told us about, you don't even know where you are first. You don't know where you are. And if you observe, those kind of people, they don't even know what they are doing now with their life. And the person said, sir, can I go and tell the people? I said, in what church? She said, no, can I go and inform them of the prophetic word? I said, no. No, ma. Is it this thing you saw? I said, yes, sir. Let no, not even bed. As you finish from here, bed, one bed should not hear what you have said to me. I said, as you are saying it now, it's entering this year. It's going out from this year. It is not staying in this year, in this church. If you mistakenly tell anybody and I hear it, they come and tell Pastor Prophecy, Pastor, I don't want you not to talk. That kind of thing now will cause fear. You just go and be making people feel, you know, some people are like that. Like my friend years ago, he just received Jesus not so long, and it's one of the persons that was so privileged to be called a pastor in a very early stage. It could be a blessing and a curse sometimes, but if you have good friends and mentors, it can be a blessing when you are called to be a pastor at an early stage. But if you are just on your own, you assume a lot of things and make a lot of mistakes. So he had me as a friend, and he came to me and told me of a lady. And there was this lady. In fact, the lady he saw was older than him, all right? Not in age, in the things of God. And that doesn't mean God will not give you a woman who is older than you in the things of God. If you are truly born again. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Because if the man is really ready to learn and he grows, God can say, that's your wife. And there's no problem about it. And when he came to me, he said there was a certain lady who was this Spirikoko, you know, the Spirikoko women, came to him and said, you are my husband. You may not be seeing it yet, but the Lord told me. You know, you just started this Christianity not so long. I have seen you. And you are making a mistake right now. We are meant for each other. Instead of this guy to just remove that stupid thing he had from his ear, he now got he got worried. Came to my house this evening. Sir, there's a problem. I thought somebody has died. What is the problem? Sir, sister so and so said, I am her wife and now I'm not seeing rightly. Sir, don't you think she's right? I say, hey, welcome to Christianity. You didn't know there's this side to Christianity? There are some overzealous women, oh. I told him, be careful. Overzealous. They can work out their salvation. They know the vulnerable boys in church. You know, when that thing happens, well, I don't blame them because maybe my own experience is not the way, you know, the way they grew up. Maybe they were not privileged to know certain things I knew. A friend of mine also told me, a lady told him God said he is the husband. They started a relationship. Then she now broke his heart and now said to his friend, best friend, that God said he's the one. She now left him and started the best friend. I celebrate that lady. What a technique. What a spiritual technique. This is true life story. I'm not telling you a fairy tale. And she left him and went to his best friend. Now two friends are beefing themselves in church because of one sister, Jezebel. Let's take for instance, the sister's name is Sister Jezebel. And when he came to me, he was now crying that, blah, 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 the pastor is disappointed with the pastor. The pastor did not stand for him. He allowed two of them to come. The pastor would have told her to come back to him. I looked at him. Guess what? This guy has won over 150 souls. You know how many have you won? Let's not go there. He has won over 150 souls, but not spiritually mature. I said, I called his dad. I said, are you not the one that won over 200? He said, yes, sir. That they are thinking of making, they've ordained him a pastor. They want to push him to a branch. It's not all these kind of mega ministries that have a specific way they do things. They do things, they like good doctrines. They are for good doctrines. But they don't mind to just partition churches. Do you guys get what I'm trying to say? You can be 200, they partition you, people go and start a church. 100, that's how they do in their place. And it was supposed to be sent in a part of Kaduna. I said, why are you crying? He said, sir, it's pained me. I said, stop. He said, sir, I want to leave the church. That's what he told me. I said, to where? He said, because the pastor disappointed me. Pastors go through a lot. You know, the pastor, probably you are wondering, what should the pastor do? Maybe he's not the set man self. Maybe they just put him in charge of that region. Maybe people get what I'm trying to say. And he heard this one and this one. This one now came and says this one. Maybe if I was the one, yes, I would not allow that. I'll vet it properly. Are you get what I'm trying to say? But he did not. Yeah, it doesn't mean that he should leave the church. And I said, you are leaving to where? He said, sir, I just want to leave. So I'm calling you for your blessing. I said, if it's me, there's no blessing. You have to stay there. He said, sir, feel the pain. That's what makes you a mature believer. I said, one day your pastor realized. To cut the long story short, the pastor realized the great mistake one day. The girl ran away from church. The boy came and knelt down to beg his best friend for forgiveness. Because he would be mocking him with the girl. They'll be holding themselves like this after church. I say, the pastor had to call him to the office and apologize to him. What a humble pastor. He became strong. He says, I was just telling them, no, it's nothing. You see, because he's now very strong. But it is seen as Satan. I would have told you a story, but there's no time, my sister. Hallelujah to Jesus. I told them, stop. Stop all of those fairy tales. In this church, when it's time to pray, pray. Don't be seeing vision. When the Lord shows you no problem, come and say it. They said they will pray, sir. Open your mouth and pray. You close your mouth and close your eye. Shh. When God says pray, He's waiting for you as you are praying. You close your eye, you want to see what? Don't be overzealous. That's why some of you, they come and meet you. I see you going to the UK. You just start packing your things. Because you don't have the Holy Ghost. Or you have the Holy Ghost, you don't understand the ministry of the Holy Ghost. Because you can't pray. When you see somebody in church always praying like, that one a lion in the spirit. Anything that one talk, here I am. Because you don't even pray 20 minutes. If you had time to pray, you will not be intimidated by all those things. They say, come here. Young man, I see you living here to UK. Go and prepare your visa. Come and meet pastor in the office, sir. The Lord has called me to UK. It's astonishing He doesn't call people to Goma or Boga. It has been long God called anybody to Otukpo. Most time God is calling people now to US and to UK. I don't know whether He doesn't like people in the village. Have you heard somebody recently say God called him to Logo? So there's a boarding for Logo. Have you heard anybody say that recently? It's a boarding for Delta, Abuja, Lagos. So there's a serious boarding for Johannesburg. Say what of Logo? Say no. In fact, somebody said God did not call him for village ministry. God called him for city. You know, we have so played with God that we can say any rubbish and say it's God. If you are scared of going to the village, say you are scared of going to the village. I know some of you have heard preachers say those lies. They are big lies. There is nobody that God calls to only stay in the city. The people that are in the villages, is God wicked to send them to villages? And that's why some people I understand with them when they have problem with this Pentecostal side of ministry. Because if you really check it, the earliest fathers of faith, they were entering villages. No, let's be very sincere. Call it spade a spade. You will see one. In fact, some of these villages, you hear that a white man has been a pastor or a priest there for a long time. He just died. I don't know how people are getting on trying to say. And they buried a man in that mission field. But when God takes us out from Makurdi and Abuja straight, Houston, Texas. And sometimes you think, and the proof that God is with you is that you will be successful in it. Meaning if you go there, you start concert, you will put price, people will come. That's not proof that you are successful. In fact, it may be working and it is very dangerous for you if it is not God's will. Very dangerous. You can be successful in the wrong things. And it will be carrying you, tilting you towards spiritual death. Because you will not be hearing God. You just be dying daily. In sin. Imagine you want to go to Lagos and you start traveling, you are following, you are going towards Kaduna, and but in your mind you are going to Lagos. It doesn't matter how far successful you are in the journey, maybe you know how far you have gone. Say, I'm far, why are you Katsina? Why are you going to Lagos? What are you doing in Katsina? That's how some people's life. To them, as long as you have money, you are successful. And some of you admire them. We're talking about fulfilling destiny. What is pastor probably saying in Makurdi? Start a job. Get a skill. Your own is, skill. When she's collecting 150, who skill help? Then they pay her 150. Get a skill. I bet prophets, that one is just talk. Remember what we read in the first service? You took us from a land flowing with milk and honey. Who would have believed that the children of Israel would say that kind of atrocity? You took us out from a land. He said, I'm taking you to a land flowing with milk and honey. He said, no, it's a lie. You job us, Moses. That land flowing with milk and honey is Egypt. That's why no matter you convince some people, but Abuja, they have made up their mind. Immediately their service call up later, come out. I'm going straight to Abuja. I must serve. They walk out the service with fear and trembling. They will not think as they have arrived at Abuja now, all the money of the senators and the president will be coming to their house every morning and be saying, good morning, Ma. Welcome to Abuja. Now there is nothing. You wake up in the morning to go to work, they are charging you 1.5. Just to go to your PPA, what do they call it? Yes. And come back, 5,000 every day. Service money, how much? No, up to transport money. You are asking God, how can this thing be? Firstly, before you got there, did you ask God? Now that you are there, you are saying, God, solve this problem that I created. And now you are begging, can I be coming twice for PPA, sir? Say, who told you you are joking here? You have to be coming every day. We don't joke here. Sir, I don't have transport. Is it my business? Am I the one that call you up to come and serve? Say, what is happening with this lady, sir? I use 104,000 for transport, sir. Every month. Now, somebody's in Makurdi. He wants to go to high level for PPA. Makurdi. His house is in First Camp, opposite First Camp. He just stand up, take bus 200, stop at the front of his office, enter. Just go back home, serve, eat lunch, come back, enter. Rush somewhere to do something, come back to PPA. Are you seeing how God is good? You are in the name Abuja. People don't just want to help themselves. Think they are suffering. I told you last Tuesday, don't accept advice from people in Egypt, sir, about your wilderness journey. People in Egypt will say, come back to Egypt, oh. There's food to eat. Remember, there were slaves in Egypt. Slaves to the system. Come back to Egypt, where everything is well in Egypt. The children of Israel left a city in the wilderness. And all they were enjoying in the wilderness was the supernatural. Cloud by day, fire by night, manna from heaven, water from the rock. It is only when it looks like things are tough that the things come. But remember something I told you on Tuesday. I said God was teaching them something in the book of Deuteronomy when he was emphasizing how terrible their hearts were and how that they can't trust him. He said some words. That's where Jesus got the word where he said, man shall not live by bread alone. It was God that first said it to the children of Israel, to Moses. He said the reason why, you know, he wanted them to learn something. How that there is no food. They didn't keep any food anywhere. They did not farm. But all of a sudden, food comes from heaven. Are you forgetting what I'm trying to say? When they were hungry, they did not prepare for any river anywhere. There was no river around the vicinity. All of a sudden, Moses strikes a rock and water comes out. So he's telling them that, see, man will not only live by bread alone, but by the very word that comes out from the mouth of the Father. What does God mean by that? You may be in a situation where there is no hope for anything, but because of my word, a miracle can happen in that situation. They were in the wilderness, suddenly there was food. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Suddenly there was water. Now some of you are sitting down here, no clue of how these things can be done. No clue on how your problems can be solved. No clue. You don't even know where the solution is coming from. Just take the word and speak it. Because man shall not live by word. But by what? Every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Father. Jesus, God is like, you are not living, you are not existing in the wilderness because of you are eating food. You have food to eat. You are existing because of my word. Because when I say let there be food, food comes. The source of food and food itself, which is very important. Huh? Which is more important? The source of food or food itself? If you have the source of food and food, which one will you embrace? God is the source of everything. And he's telling them, you are not existing because of food, but because of me who brings food. Understand this. Hold on to God. Learn to stay with God. You saw that with Joseph. You saw that with Joseph. Joseph was successful. Why? The Lord. Don't learn from the world. Insist on the truth of God's word. The Lord was with him. That's why he was successful. This is why you will be successful. And now listen, like I said, God is not just interested in your success. He wants you to be successful with the kingdom's agenda at the center and core of your heart. Like Daniel. God interested in God's prophecy for the people. Daniel was having dreams and vision. As a very intelligent man, he was prophetic. He was still a prophet. Very intelligent, yet a prophet. Praying and seeing visions. May you never come to a point where you think these church things are old school. Where you think these church things are for poor people. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? where you sit down and say, ah, praying is for people that don't have work. Say, when you have, when you know, somebody was saying, one preacher, he thinks he's saying the right thing. He said, you need to add to the economy so you don't need to be in church. Now, I understand being in church so long is not good. We can't say the whole week is for church is wrong. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? But one or two times we can keep, you know, just occasionally we can subject like 2 days in a week and say we want to study the word of God deeply. Which is the programs we have. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Which is very understandable. I can't say every week we should be meeting 4 times in a week. No, it's wrong. But now we have programs like Zoe Conference, like Kabod, where we say, okay, we'll take 3 days to teach and steer the fire of God on our inside. Is that not worth it? In a whole year? During Kabod, most time people don't really, you see some people that have business are not really even active. Because we sit down in one place to hear God's word and get re-energized, I mean. Which is very, very important. Daniel had time to pray. He was seeing visions. Are you listening to me? And he became useful to God. Very useful to God. Do you know most of us, most people around, maybe not you, if you observe them, is money. 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 Living for money. It's not worth it. Have time to get anointed. Get into the spirit of the word. Become a byproduct of what you are listening to. Another point I want to hit before we go is Philip. In Acts of the Apostles, the Bible said, Peter speaking, he said, get for me 9 men. Was it 9 men who are filled with the spirit? So they served tables. Can you remember? Now, do you know a few of those 9 men were Stephen and Philip? Huh?
Yes,
now look at how they were so wonderful in winning souls. Do you know in Acts of the Apostles, the one we read in the first service, Acts 7, around 23, the person saying that story, I think it's Stephen, right? Yes. It's Stephen that is saying that story. He was preaching in the Sanhedrin to the Sanhedrin Council, telling them about Jesus. Look at the story is very unique. Please listen to me before we try to close. I see some of you are looking tired. He was trying to compare the days of Moses to his days. How that the Pharisees were not listening to the word of God. How that they would not listen. So he said that, for instance, Moses too in their days spoke to them and their fathers did not listen. Even though God had destined Moses to save them. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? He said they are doing the same thing to him and they did the same thing to Jesus. That's why they now are rejecting the word of God. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain? But the point I want to make is that Philip and Stephen, they served tables. In church, they were serving tables. In the world, they were winning souls. What I'm trying to say is that don't say that because you're not a pastor, you cannot begin to fulfill destiny.
Yes, sir.
Who told you need a pulpit? That's why in GCMI, we have diverse way of expressing the call of God upon your life. We've given people diverse expression measures. For instance, there's PGC. Even on Facebook, I do like, I don't want to identify with it because I don't want people to know that something we're doing. But of course, most of us know it is what we're doing. Purpose and Glory campaign. Where we give people the opportunity to go and preach to younger people in secondary schools. And we have a team of people that do that. You see them going to win souls, going to baptize people in the Holy Ghost. You have started fulfilling your ministry already. Like David, that's you taking care of your sheep, for instance, now. Protecting them from lions and the rest. Before you know, you have to face Goliath. And you will deal with Goliath because of what you have been doing before. It is from this kind of PGCs now we will carry people and make them pastors. Carry people and send to cities from PGC. They'll be able to deal with the cases in the cities because they started doing it in the wilderness. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? That's our pastors. We need somebody in Yanagua. So, okay, bring somebody in church. We cannot. Do you have a cell? That's the question we're asking. What number in the cell? Say, 2 for 3 years. Let that person not know that there's anything like Yanagua. Just avoid that person. Come around there. Do we have any cell leader? Okay, how many people in your cells? 10. For how many years? For 2 years. Ah, that person should still keep on praying. Or come to another place. We have 5 months. We have 50. Oh, 50? Quite impressive. While we are talking, the guy has gone to 100. He has gone to 150. He said, that brother, we should send him to Jos. He has allowed the grace of God to find deep expression through him. He has proven his call in the little things. Because he that is faithful in what? Is faithful where? Is it that one that is two set members in 2 years? Make sure that person is still praying with those two members. Don't allow that person to leave that four corners. He's not qualified. She's not qualified. You see, there's no need to make the thing sound nice. No matter who you are, if your cell is not growing, you are not growing. Don't make it look nice. Sister, have you seen me pray? It's not by praying. You are not praying then. You are making noise. If you are truly praying, if you have deep fellowship with the Holy Ghost, it will show. People will come back again to hear something. In fact, they will tell people, come and see. There's something happening in that cell. That guy is burning. See, a lot of people say when you burn, the world will come and watch you. Say if you set yourself on fire, the world will come and watch you burn. Are you listening to me?
No.
We're talking a story one time of somebody, you know, I forget these stories in a hurry, who after a Sunday service like this, the first service, I was greeting people like I greet first timers, not to demean the person. I've even forgotten, I think I saw him today. Now, in the first service, he came to me, he said, sir, I want to talk to you briefly. I said, okay, what was it? And he said, sir, please, I want you to forgive me. I said, for what? He said, I've joined many people to criticize you in this town. I sit where they are criticizing you and I criticize you a lot. This is the first time listening to you. I said, oh, it's not a problem. He said, sir, you are so wonderful. I love you, blah, 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 blah. I want to tell you that I will be always coming to this church and nothing will ever stop me. Just forgive me and please pray to God to forgive me. I said, no, God has forgiven you. Just go and sin no more. And I was just talking to myself. I said, people don't truly hate us. It is what they heard. If they come and meet us, they'll be disappointed in the people that told them anything about us. They'll be very disappointed. They just need one encounter, not two. One. What is coming out from the person's mouth and what they are hearing, there is no correlation. I know. I cannot even put this man around here. Just keep on being nice and doing what you ought to do. Forget about the naysayers. Are you listening to me? People must misunderstand you on your path of fulfilling destiny. What you are doing is not popular. You are telling people, I want to take nations for Jesus. They are like, are you mad? Blah, 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 blah. Do you know we are not removing career from this thing? It is part of career. Part. Okay, I want to be a very influential doctor. To the end that when God takes me to that height, what will happen? Deep sea fishing. From that core of medicine, we'll pack people to church. If we go out from without, you know, we are not in the system of medicine now. If you now go to teaching hospital, you probably talk to one or two persons about Jesus. They'll follow you. That's like using a hook. You catch one or two. But if you are a doctor there and a director there or something, many people answer to you. You say, people, come, all of you, come around me. They like you. You are so influential. On Sunday, I want all of you to follow me to my church. There's something special for you. Do you know that without anything, everybody will be reminding themselves, now this Sunday will they follow Oga go that church. And they come, God impact, hit them hard. They don't want to go back again. What have you done? Deep sea farming. Deep sea fishing. At a point, we have to go. When God says, go into the systems of the world and make disciples, this is what it means. Enter the system. Don't stay from outside. You know, if you're not part of the system, you can win one or two with hook. As you are speaking the word, one will come, two will come. But we need people to get into the systems. They are in the core of tech. And as many are coming, that are coming to look up to them as mentors and the rest, they'll say, okay, all of you, 15,000 of you, we are all going to meet in GCMI this Sunday. Is that clear? Everybody will say, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. No questions. And you see people who follow you are receiving Jesus, crying to the Holy Ghost, and etc. What is that? Deep sea fishing. From the system, you brought them from inside the system. Are you ready for deep sea fishing this season? Get into the systems of the world. You're in the core of music. People are wondering, this guy sounds is unique. I'm not talking about those that will do the music, will enter the world will not carry them. Recently, a gospel singer had in mind I heard it yesterday, I had to find out. I had the mind to do a song with one worldly guy. We're not insulting the guy, God loves him, but he's yet worldly. If future the guy, I'm seeing some shock in my hands. It's the anointing. That's why I bring it back very, very fast. He shocked the spirit self. The spirit now shocked me physically. When they talk and say it's condemning, it's not condemning. What am I condemning you for? Am I looking for your money? Look at what is happening before our eyes, people of God. Have you people seen it? What was that his name? Well, you know it. A song with a co-worldly singer. You know, there was one that wanted to win one worldly singer for us. We now forgot about her. We are not hearing her again. That's how they start. How did the music sweet you so much that you feature that kind of person? And not so long before that time, I don't know if you saw that video, he was complaining that, I don't like coming to Nigeria because Nigeria don't pay very well. So you are doing the music for money. God, you know, pastors back, Kai, pastors see a lot. We see so much. When we see singers are complaining that they are not giving them money, did it used to shock us? Who are you as a singer without the office of a pastor? Do you have a ministry to even express? If there was no GCMI, would there be TGC? Imagine TGC will wake up one day and say, we want to be paid. We'll start another one with their LA. Now, it may get to a point that I want to employ certain people as singers. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? I want to employ them as singers. I want them to be doing all this singing. I'll put them on salary. Even pension. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? I'll put them on real-time salary. Even instrumentalists, it gets to a point. I told them when we start fully in our major venue, we'll put some of them on salary because we don't want to be hearing some kind of things they are playing. We want to be hearing more excellent. And when it does not work well, we'll tell them we're removing 5,000 from your salary. Because now it's business. When the drummer misses it, we'll say, okay, 5,000 is off. When the keyboardist misses it, we'll say, 5,000 is off. So they have to practice well because they are being paid for it. I told them I'll put them on salary, like 3-4 of them. Hallelujah to Jesus. That one now is different. Not you standing up to decide. Because in all honesty, people give in to the church so much in terms of manpower. Take for instance, the counseling and welfare. Very early in church to make sure they see first timers. Should they be paid? What of the ones that clean the church, clean my office, clean the restroom? Should we pay them? Let them pay everybody. Can we pay everybody? We understand some of these jobs, you can mix it with your jobs out there. But for some, as regards singing and the rest, it needs a lot of time. We can pick some people and say, be on salary. But if you are making it look like it's a must, then there are some people self that can rightly stand up and claim that they have the right to receive. In a generation where some people are coming out from labors because of they did not pay them well, and they are gospel singers. Gospel singers. It's time to wake up. There's a problem somewhere. All these people that are singing and complaining about money, would there be anything if men like Pastor Chris, Bishop Oedipo, Padibo never started ministry in this nation? Some of them, they only knew them because they stood in a platform and sang. They say, who is that person in that church? And they started following, not because of anything about them. They are liberating on the sacrifice of men of God. Sacrifice of men of God. I was giving an example to one of the singers here yesterday in my office. I said, I used to know Koinonia years ago. They are doing a great thing today. Years ago, I knew how David Dams and the Jimmys were following Apostle Selman. Today, as the ministry has elevated, even them as the singers have what? Elevated. So can they say they did something for the ministry? So when people like that, for instance, God forbid, I know they are not doing things like that. But when you hear cases like that, that somebody is saying, send me 5 million before I come. You just know that he's not listening to his pastor. That one has cut off from his pastor. No pastor will appreciate that kind of life. No pastor who truly labored. Because the pastor will remember when he started to. And I used to tell some pastors, you people are the one causing it for yourself. You look at 5 million like this and you want to give one person when you have a team of choir. Call them like this and say, everybody should share to 200K and see the kind of prayer they'll pray for in that church. So all of you send your accounts. We have a token for you. MDs 500, regular members to 200. Oh my God. You see, let us hold our hands together after church. Say a word for our pastor. Isha! Not somebody who is a bloody civilian, you give him 2.5. He say, I'm waiting for my balance after church. What did he think? 1 2-minute song that if the presence was left, he was right. Because somebody like that, whose presence of God will follow him and come? I heard an apostle saying something. I started laughing because it's true. He said they forced themselves to cry because they wanted to look like they don't mean whatever they acted before the meeting. After you have charged 5 million, you are crying. Oh, I love you. If you, I will be with you. Oh, why are you crying? Because you have consolation after the service. And some of them, God does not dare to invite them to Otukpo. I heard they called one for Otukpo. Otukpo, don't worry, our time will come. They called one in Otukpo. He said the speakers, they should change the speakers for one man, one bloody civilian. They should rearrange speakers. That sound is not okay. He cannot use that sound to lead worship. What a bloody civilian. He's not worthy to become a part of the army of the Lord. People wake up. Oh. Are you hearing me? Wake up. Oh. Me, I will say the truth. I'm not part of that foolish generation. The labors we have labored, some of these people, they cannot even labor it. See what we are doing as DCMI, as your pastor. See the suffering we are suffering with from your head. You know the suffering some of you have suffered me in this church. And are still suffering me, some of you. As we labor to raise people, labor to build people, we have not been paid. We have never demanded salary. Somebody will stand up somewhere and say, ah, my bill. They say, why is your bill? I say, ah, I put on a lot of work to record. Do you know what men of God do to make the ministry stand for? Their parents, their family are not waiting. They've never taken it upon themselves as a right. Paul said, I will not use my right against you people. Else the gospel is limited. But these guys don't care whether the gospel is limited. So I'm coming to preach. I will come and sing. I will come and preach by singing, but my bill is 5 million. We don't have. Okay, just leave it. When you have, I will come. They've limited the gospel because of money. People of God, are you hearing me? We appreciate everybody that is working for God in church, but you see, we grow. God will definitely bless you. But don't make it to look like it's a right that because of what I'm doing, God should give me money. When you received Jesus, where were you? You were on your way to hell. Somebody came from a local church, knocked your door, led you to Christ. Now you are singing in church. You think they deserve to pay you. Did you pay for your salvation? The person that led you to Christ, man, you have forgotten the person. I'm telling you, some of them have forgotten the person. That person never said, okay, I led you to Christ, see who you have become now. As they are giving you, be giving me. I'm wondering what their John Gilek will be thinking in heaven. What their Kenneth Hagin will be thinking in heaven. I wish Kenneth Hagin saw these days to write us one book. You know, when he was living, he saw the prosperity gospel saga. He wrote the Midas Touch. Hi, I wish he saw small of this singing, so that he would have write us something. The Demonic Mistress and Psalmist. That's the book he would have. Demonic demons in the Psalmist and the Mistress ministry. I'm sure he would have tagged the book like that. Hallelujah to Jesus. If somebody has burdens, you are praying. He said, take upon yourself my yoke and burden and you find rest for your soul. When you hear Okpoga, you are excited because Jesus will win there. If they give you transport, no problem. He said, okay, can I? If you get your transport, it's not a problem. You can tell people about your transport. It's fine. Nobody should have a problem that you are collecting transport. Are you listening to me? You don't bargain on honorarium. Say, my honorarium. You call it honorarium. You want to bargain. You don't bargain it. I will come. How much will you give me? That's why when wickedness is happening, nobody can talk. Because what they are doing is not for God, it's for Satan. And let me tell you something. Nobody is coming to save some of you. If you are in rural areas where this kind of deaths are happening. Are you seeing any of these people talking? All these Christian gospels. Are you hearing them saying anything? Some of them are friends with all these secular guys. All they are worshipping is money. They will never talk. They will never talk. There was a time one of them were writing answers. You see this thing happening now. Are you hearing them saying anything? They can't talk and they are Christians. Talk less of you. You make a mistake to invite them to certain places like that. They will not want to answer you. They can't talk. Look at the killings. You really need to see. I'm not sure some of you know what is happening in our country now. They're killing injustice. At this morning, I'm not even sure if they've not killed people already. They are killing people almost every day. The pastor buried like 9 people. The next morning, he came out and said they killed 2 people again. The killing is just anyhow. They are playing with souls as if it's chicken they are killing. Do you know what a soul is? Jesus came and died for souls. And government is not serious about souls. It should show you it's a demonic government. Our Lord Almighty left heaven. You cannot live a sorrow for souls. You know, I was sharing with a friend. Souls have been dying in jails. The president never went there. The chairman of APC's mother died. He went there. Look at the hypocrisy. All of them enraged. Now souls are still dying. 9 souls died in the nation. We didn't gather there. In those days, 9 souls. The whole Nigeria will have to give a public holiday or something. There are other countries where you cannot even try that rubbish. That guy that came and spoke against Renault, that liar they call Renault. The guy that spoke against him when he came to lie about Christian, he brought the guy to lie about Christian genocide. Did anybody touch the guy after he said it? Touch him and see. You can't touch him, he's an American citizen. You dare not touch him. Touch him, this country will finish you one day. That's how much they value. That's why he can be in our country. He can stand in Maiduguri and say the truth, nobody will touch him. Because they know what will happen. Touching will wipe out the entire Maiduguri. The word of one soul in the US, that's how they value one soul. One. 200 people died. The next day there is work. No value for human souls. I was talking to my friend. We have time to have conference. What is the title of the conference? Your days of favor are here. When souls are dying, other Christians are dying, you are telling me breakthrough service. For breakthrough what? Into hell? Nobody should have mind to even put certain topics right now. One morning. Are you together? I'm trying to explain to you. We are. These are our fellow brothers and sisters. They are dying every day. You see a pastor crying like a child. You should know that's not a joke. Are you listening to me? And I tell you, the people that God will use to change narratives, culture, in this nation, they are seated here. They are looking at me. They will use you. You have to carry that burden in your heart. Stand for righteousness. It starts now. Don't steal. Don't cheat. Don't be a false witness. It starts now. Maintain the right culture. You don't take bribe. Are you listening to me? You don't compromise your faith at all. For righteousness, what? Exalts a nation. But sin is a what? A reproach. It starts now. Don't say, when I get to, start now. Start doing the right thing now. It starts now. Pastors are very disappointed. There are some pastors, we've called ourselves, we have spoken, we don't know what the heck is happening. Why would the president of Ghana say they are not killing people? We truly don't know. I'm telling you publicly to understand that we don't know what is making them say what they are saying. We don't know where that spirit came from. We don't know. Because we know as pastors that this is Christian genocide. We know now the thing is working against them. That's why they are shouting it's for both. But we know it's chiefly Christians. It's just that somehow they are unfortunate that the thing is bouncing back on them. But it's chiefly Christians. Make no mistake about it. You know, some of you, please listen to me carefully. You grew up in maybe the heart of Benue here. Grew up in the south. And when we are saying this thing, you are saying we are against your president. In case it's your president, you are against your president and the rest. We are not against. I grew up in Kaduna. In the core part of the north in Kaduna. I know what it means for a Christian to survive in that kind of place. The only people that were surviving in that part of Kaduna were we in the barracks. Some of you don't never heard of Sharia 2000. Did you hear of Sharia 2000? How they killed Christians like water. The only Christians that survived were the ones that ran into the barrack. It was normal. They come to an area, if there's a Christian in this area, they kill you there. Two of my friends, who used to be altar boys, they served the Holy Mass. They went back home, they killed them after service. They burnt them in their house. While the mother was crying, they killed all the children in the house. You see, today this thing started. You just grew up in one part of the world and you are saying we don't know what we are saying. We have seen people die, Christians die. Abakpa now, there is no Christian there. There's a part called Abakpa, close to Ongwan Shanu. There's no Christian there. Hayam Banki is almost taken over by Muslims. You barely will see a Christian there. The church that is surviving there, they are now trying to, any small fight, they'll go there to burn the church. The guys have to come out with their sword to understand that they should not burn their church. Owned by a Yoruba man. Mando is divided. These are places we go, we know everything happening. Kurme Mashi, Christians have left there to Karaturu, they've left there to Rumi. You will not find a Christian there again. If you're unlucky, fight starts, you are passing that place, they pluck off your head, shouting Allahu Akbar. We know these things. And you are telling us it's not Christian Jonas. They've been killing Christians for a long period of time. It's not today. When somebody who used to be a president in this nation said the blood of baboons and animals would be spilled on the street, nobody mentioned anything to him. We started seeing it. Wherever his soul is, let it be there. But he said those things in this country. That was the beginning of banditry in this country. So in case you are not aware. Are you listening to me tonight? You should have a view of what is happening so that you know these guys are really suffering. No, some of you have never even crossed your path to Kaduna. You don't know what is happening. When we say Kaduna South killing, you have no idea. Most villages there now have been taken over by the Fulanis. People are not in their villages again. And there is government in this country. In Josnan, there are parts of Jos that used to have Christians there. That was their village. Now you go there, you see cows and Fulanis moving around there. Why would you not go and pursue those people? Are you people getting on trying to explain to you? As I'm talking to you right now, you all witnessed the cold murder of Deborah in this country. Can you remember Deborah? Have anybody spoken about that case again? It has died. You killed somebody in a country that is practicing democracy in the name of somebody else's religion. What kind of useless religion is that? A young lady who has potentials. They did not kill this lady. She did not die by accident. They carried stone and hit her head. Hit this lady with, they set her on fire till she died. And we have precedent. You still have the impetus to sit down after that kind of case happened. The truth is that there is no need not talking. You have to talk. And as a prophet I am, I will talk. There's no need. It's only cowards that are not talking. Only cowards. Because it's terrible. What if I was the one living in that part of Jos? What will happen to me? Will I appreciate the fact that some of you are sitting in Makodi and are not saying anything? One time a missionary went to China to preach. Till now I'm not sure they've really allowed the free flow of Christianity. He was in prison. And, you know, he went to visit in prison. And he saw some Chinese guys there. What was their offense? They were practicing Christianity. He now said, okay, can I preach, quote certain script? As he opened the Bible and mentioned the scripture, they quote. Mention another scripture again, they quote. Bible is not permitted. How are you quoting scriptures? They said, sir, we cram the scriptures offered. Because we are not permitted to. So we just carry some part, we cram, we hid it, carry some part, cram. He says, when we look at you people there, we are wondering what we are doing. When we hear you people arguing about earrings, funny, we are just wondering. We are wondering whether you people understand what is happening with us here in this part of the world. He said, go back and tell your people to be serious with Christianity. Let them just encourage them to be serious with God. This is where Paul stood from in prison and was advising people in their parlor. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Encouraging people in their parlor. The Chinese man said, go back and encourage your people. Tell them this is what we are going through in this part of the world. People are going through this kind of thing today. As we are talking in China, some people are in prison for their feet. You are here arguing whether Yerin is right or wrong. What a shame on you. Shame. Is it okay if I dye my hair? People are there in the bush in Jos, crying for their mothers who have died. You need to see how women are crying and rolling on the ground. If you watch those videos, a woman is rolling on the ground 360, crying. Her father, her mother, her children. And somebody has the mind to say there's no Christian genocide. The wrath of God on you, you've not even seen the end of it. You know, I was telling my wife, I said, God, is it that I am foolish? Is it that we don't understand what is happening in this country? I mean, we are not there. And boom, I saw a man of God in Jos, Prophet Isaiah Buba. I told my wife, I said, this is the uniqueness of the prophetic. We are not foolish people. We are not idiots. No, if you are a true prophet, you can't keep quiet in this season. It will be burning your heart like fire. It will be burning. You see me like somebody that is scared of being arrested. I'm not daring anybody to arrest me, but I'm not scared. I will gladly give you my hands before you even come, if that's why you want to arrest me. But I will say the truth. You give me a little privilege in the prison, I will still shout it out. You better plug my head fast if you can. But I will say the truth. Hallelujah to Jesus. It's terrible. People are suffering. They are suffering. And as a prophet, we owe you these truths. We owe you these informations. We are seeing somebody standing up to telling us he wants to share 1 million Bibles. When they suspected our country for Christian, he wants to share. Hypocrite, thief, liar. That's the time to share 1 million Bibles to deceive who? The letter killer. You have been reading the Bible all these years. You have not changed. You are sharing it for who? Keep your Bible to yourself. The wickedness happening in our nation is too much. I was talking to my friend. I said, I'm just wondering. Maybe I'm being a little bit stretchy here, but I'll still say it anyways. I'm wondering. I'm going to speak in parables. Your wife, you're a Muslim, and your wife is a Christian. How the hell did your wife become a pastor? How the hell? The Lord give you understanding. Is this the thing? What we will explain to our children tomorrow? Daddy, I heard that the DDD is a pastor, but the blah 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 is a Muslim. I said, my daughter, I heard so too. How do we explain to them? This is not condemnation. It's I'm not insulting a Muslim. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? But no Muslim will make you an imam. Are you listening to me? You married a Christian as a wife. No Muslim in this world will make you an imam. They are not against you, but what you are trying to show them is that you don't truly respect their values. Because you have to marry a man that knows Christ, that loves you as Christ loves the church, and that's a Christian. You did not only marry, they now said you are what you did is so well, come and become a pastor. That's the place you want to hear truth from. You are just wasting your time. If God be king, nothing will ever come out as truth from there. So you all have to wake up. You have to wake up. Some things are glaring. See, what I'm saying now is not foolishness. It's the time. It has to be said. It has to truly be said. These are real time questions. We are talking about genocide alone. What of hunger? What of hunger? Do you know how many people have died for no food in their house? We're in a country now, fuel. We produce fuel. In Africa, we are number one. Major part of the world, we are number one. How much is fuel? 950. 1,000 number? Almost 1,000 this morning. 950. That's how much we buy fuel. Fuel from the days of Jonathan Obasanjo used to be 86. Jonathan increased it small. We shouted. Was it up to 100 in Jonathan's time? We quarreled. There is no quarrel. We did not quarrel. Our present president came out with a team of people and said they will not agree. Our present president. He came out with people like Osibanjo. Yes, we'll say it. Wolo Shenga. They came out. These are men that came out and stood and said, we no go grio. But today, these people are celebrating. Why will we not ask? We are not daft. Why will we not ask questions? What is happening? If you truly mean well for Nigeria, let's come out again. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Let's come out again. Why are we quiet? Should we not suspect that it is ethnicity? We are not saying, but should we suspect that? People of God, this thing is too much. Oh. It's too much. I cannot bear it. And that's why I'm oozing it out. These are things I meditate about every day, like I would die in the house. Ask my wife. I sit down to myself a lot of time complaining. What is happening? If it is military, the regime, let's go back. At least that one is a threat. Make sure the salaries are paid. They don't beg you. Make sure the fuel is reduced. You don't deliberate it. If that's how we should go back, we should go back. A man of God in a certain country, one of the African countries, he said he's wondering what is really happening. He made a statement. I saw it on Godwin's, and where's Godwin? I saw it on his status. I said he should share the video to me. He said he's wondering with the kind of names we have in this country. Somebody still have the president who lie to world powers. There are men that will stand up from this country and speak. The whole world will listen to them all from this country. They ask us a question, they could not give an answer. For the souls that have died, you think God will forgive you? The innocent soul that looked up to you as fathers and mothers, you think God will forgive you? These were the pains from which people like Micaiah stood up and said, Zedekiah will not hear you. And God appreciated that activity. It seemed like dishonor, but it was to the glory of God. It's too much. I can bet you if you leave this church now and go to Facebook, if you check about Jos Massacre, they've probably killed people yesterday. I can bet you, people of God. If it's not Christian genocide, I see Nasarawa here. Have you heard anything happen there? Are you hearing anything happening there? As we are talking now, there are people in their villages who are dying every day. And let me tell you something before we end this service. Some of you who are these party people, you are the greatest disgrace to the kingdom. Well, when they are saying the truth, you say they are against somebody. You are a shame. You should hide your face. Don't be doing party as a child. Are you hearing me? A child of God carrying party on the head. You cannot criticize what is wrong. When you carry that thing on your head, you are becoming a politician too. We are not calling anybody an idiot or something, but we criticize wrong government. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain to you? We should do that. Or you want it to be that when you experience it, then you understand. You want to understand when you have experienced bad government? How many of you want to experience bad government? So speak the truth. Stand for the truth. Are you listening to me? Stand for it. Don't find yourself sitting down trying to defend somebody. And one last thing. Somebody told me something. He said, some of these people are not talking because if they talk, they will not win next election. So is your ambition so much important than people's life? Your ambition, is it more important than people's life? It's not better I say the truth and lose the next election. So go, but sometimes we have to teach you this thing so that some of you are thinking left, will start thinking right. Because I know some of you here, low key, you are party people. Party. If we finish church now, you will say, pastor, speak against our party. Why to be ashamed? Are you all listening to me? So go back and keep on praying. If I was not praying, I would not talk. I am praying. It's painful. That's why I'm talking. Are you listening to me? If I'm not praying, I will not talk. Go back, pray. Take these things as burdens. Pray about them. And if you carry these things as burdens, people of God, some of these mumu questions we're asking in church, see what is happening. See how we need to pray for our nation. You are asking if listening to Davido is okay. You are not okay. With what is happening, that's what you are thinking about. I have a question to my HOD. Can I miss Wizkid and Burna Boy Flavor? Join it with Choma Jesus and collabo and bring out something. He's the Holy Ghost. He's the Spirit of the Living God. He's changing everything in our nation to the obedience of Christ. He's changing everything in our nation to obedience of Christ. He's the Holy Ghost, Spirit of the Lord. He's still. It's the Holy Ghost. Changing everything. Change. You're changing everything. He's the Holy Ghost. He's the Holy Ghost. He's the Holy Ghost. Scepter of the King. You're the Holy Ghost. He's a seal of the age to come. Yeah. And it's changing. He is changing. It'll be reorganizing everything. Reorganize. Hey, it'll restructuring, restructuring, restructuring. You are changing everything. You are changing everything. Hey. Let God arise. Oh, let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let God arise over just. Let God arise over our city, Benue. Let God arise. And the earth will see his glory. Let God arise. Let God arise. Oh, let God arise. And his enemies. And his enemies be scattered. Let God arise. 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 And the earth will see. And the earth will see His glory. Let God sing again. Let God arise. Let God arise. Let God arise. And the enemies and His enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Let Him arise. Let God arise. God shall arise. Let God arise. And the earth will see. And the earth will see His glory. Let God arise. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Can we celebrate Jesus?
I'm sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.